And we have our second guest today. Hopefully, we're going to have him on momentarily as soon as our wonderful producer does his magic. And I really do appreciate our producer. He is so terrific. He adds so much to the program, and he's just terrific. So thank you. My guest the last 2 hours today is Mike Campbell. He is the author of Amelia Earhart, The Truth at Last, published. It was first published on June 21st, 2012, but now there is an updated second edition. And he also is a co-author with Thomas Devine of With Our Own Eyes, Eyewitnesses to the Final Days of Amelia Earhart, published in 2002. Mike is a member of the Amelia Earhart Society of Researchers. His websites are earharttruth.com and another website that's very interesting that is also on the schedule page is called ameliaearhartmovie.com. It's not Mike's, but it's still a really good one. Okay, so we'll be right back momentarily.
Hello.
All righty. We have Mike. I see you there.
Hi, Deanna. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm hanging in there. These are tough days lately. And how's your health? The last time I talked to you was like March of 18. It's been a while since I've been on with you.
Yes. I'm doing better. I had kind of a bad year last year. It was kind of a bad year. It's taken me about a year. I'm pretty much recuperated. I'm doing a lot of energy medicine and doing some alternative things, and I'm feeling pretty well compared to what I was last year when I had my lung collapse.
Oh, wow.
And I walked around with it like that for 5 days, not realizing how horribly ill I was. But
your lung, do you know what caused it?
It was, the whole thing was stress related, and I developed something called bronchiectasis, and I had, which is a result of having IBS, which is stress related, and I was just taking care of other people rather instead of myself, and
Probably working too hard, I'm sure.
It was just caregiver burnout is what I had, but I'm doing well. it was kind of an amazing thing.
You can't, we can't save the world by ourselves. You know?
How true, but we can add to it.
We must know our limitations as well.
Indeed.
That's another big one.
Yes.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm so amazed at your dedication to this, and I'm really grateful that there are people like you who have the perseverance to take on a project and see it through, give it as much time as you've given it, so that the truth can be had by others. And I so appreciate that.
We'll talk about that. Yes, this is a unique story. I want to start out, Deanna, by talking about my position statement. It's something I've been working on for a few years since the last time I talked to you. Okay, instead of approaching this from a linear aspect as we always have, from the beginning to the end, as much as we can get in the time, from a time-wise old to new, I don't want to do that this time. We'll get to the important stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, but I want to go from the top with my position statement, okay? So the listeners, especially the new ones, will understand from the start what's really going on, okay? And then we'll have something to refer to from the top instead of – this will be much, much more self-explanatory than starting in a linear position, okay?
Sure.
So, you know, and then from there, my position is that, you know what, it's 2 pages. It's 2 pages. And most of it I'm going to read, okay? Yes. I don't like to read to the listeners, but, I'll explain. In a situation like this, it needs to be read because it's not a paraphrase deal. This is, you know, precise language that needs to be read. Okay, so
absolutely.
That's where I want to start.
Sure.
And then, you know, you do the introduction and all that in my bio, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going into it, and we were having some trouble hooking up with you. So let's tell us what you want us to know.
Are we on the air now?
Uh-huh, we are.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize
yes.
it. I didn't hear the background as I always did before.
Yeah. We had our producer couldn't bring you in as we usually do, so he did his magic. And, we're on the air. And it's good, I think.
Okay, so this is the first time we've done Skype, too. You know?
Right, because usually we call you.
Yeah, and so... So it's different, and when things are different, things are different. And so I didn't know we were even on the air. I'm glad I didn't say anything that I'm going to be embarrassed about.
No, you didn't. I didn't either.
Yeah, but you knew you were on the air, and I didn't. I expect that the audio quality then is going to be superior than it was before, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think Skype does give a better audio than being on the air.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Okay, so how much time do we have until the first break?
We have probably 15 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Or 13. Yeah, 13.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's a good chunk. All right, listeners, I know you have a lot of people that have been your listeners, regular listeners, and we've been together several times, and they know the basics on this. And for the new ones, this is my position statement on the Earhart disappearance. And please listen closely, okay? Because from this statement, from this position statement, everything else flows. Okay, there's nothing in any of my positions on the Earhart disappearance that have anything to do with what I think about anything. It's all.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, Every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. Have to teach the children about living with each other, 'cause the future will soon be in their hands. Watching us close, they follow our steps. If we do right, I'm sure they'll understand. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. All can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. When you care, there's something inside reaching for a dream. Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. Start
if WordPress decides to take down my blog, I'm going to have to find somewhere else to go, you know.
Okay.
Are we off the air? Are we on the air?
No, we're on.
Okay.
Yes, we're on.
Okay. Should I stand by or what should we do?
Are we going to commercial or no?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. So... Oh, my gosh.
We need to start over then.
So you need to...
We need to start over.
Okay, so you need to do... Yes. Okay.
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 Are we on the air now?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All righty. So you have a statement to make, and which I think is wonderful because I would love to have you... I would love to hear it again. So, anyway, sorry, folks, about the technical. Well, hey, technology is great until it isn't. But anyway, our wonderful guest today, Mike Campbell, has a statement that I would like you to listen to very, very fervently, and because that's the way it's presented. And anyway, just listen.
Okay, Deanna, thanks. Deanna, okay. we'll try to make the best out of this this little glitch. Okay, listeners, I've done this once, and I'm going to do it again. I am going to read this because of the precision of the language that is necessary in this statement, okay? Normally, I don't read to people. People don't like to be read to. But, okay, this is my position statement. I've been working on this constantly. It's been evolving over the past couple of years. It's more or less an extension of the conclusion of my book, Amelia Earhart, The Truth at Last, second edition. It's more or less that, but it's more succinct, and it's a little bit shorter, and it's a little bit harder hitting, okay? Now, I'm going to take it one paragraph at a time, okay? First paragraph. Position statement. The very idea that the disappearance of Amelia Earhart is a great aviation mystery is among the most despicable of all the prevailing myths of mainstream American history. So effective has the U.S. government and its media allies been in creating, maintaining, and protecting the straw man as the unquestioned narrative that it has become a piece of our cultural furniture because of its universal acceptance by the gullible, incurious masses. The false phraseology, quote, Earhart mystery, unquote, defines and dominates all public dialogue about the Earhart case. While the fact of Amelia's wretched and unnecessary demise at the hands of the pre-war Japanese on Saipan is ignored or labeled conspiracy theory, advanced only by and for the fringe conspiracy lunatics of society. Next paragraph. But in the deepest bowels of the U.S. security apparatus, some are well aware of the flyer's true fate, and they oversee and protect the physical evidence that would reveal the truth, known only to these scant few custodians of this precious evidence. I explain all this in my book and in my blog, and won't go on at length here. I will give you my blog, though. It's earharttruth.com. Very simple. EarHartTruth.com. Next paragraph. Discerning individuals who examine the popular Earhart quote-unquote theories. We all know about all these theories. Every time you open up a newspaper, it's or anywhere, a blog, a program, a documentary. Theories is all you hear. Well, you'll soon find not a scintilla of evidence for either Crashed and Sank or Nicomoraro that doesn't break down under the slightest scrutiny. Not a single artifact in a dozen trips since 1989 that's been scrounged up from the Nicomoraro garbage dumps has been forensically linked to Amelia Earhart or Fred Noonan, despite the constant drumbeat of our corrupt media establishment telling us to buy the snake oil. Many of the ignorant and gullible have indeed bought it, much to their chagrin, as they realize the Nicomoraro bill of goods is rotten at its core. Next paragraph. In fact, no real quote-unquote theories exist in the Earhart disappearance, as the word theories is properly defined. We have the truth, supported by several dozens of eyewitnesses, documents, letters, and other evidence that Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan crash-landed in the Marshalls, were picked up and taken to Saipan by the Japanese, and died there at some unknown date before the American invasion in June 1944, likely as many as 6 years before the Battle of Saipan. Several small details remain unknown. Most importantly, the how and why behind Earhart's plane, the Electra's Milli Atoll landing. But the big picture is lying in plain sight, as clear as the nose on Fred Noonan's face, obvious to all but the blind and the agenda-driven. And we have, next paragraph. And we have enormous transparent lies. First came the original crashed and sank myth, born in 1937 with the Navy Coast Guard search findings, briefly logical until quickly overcome by the facts, which finally became so ludicrous and unacceptable that by the late 1980s that a new deception to distract the sheeple was necessary. Thus was born the current Nicomoraro virus, which continues to be the media's default position, infecting virtually everything Earhart. Even most of the brain dead are no longer fooled, but that doesn't stop our media from continually trying to force this lie down our collective throats. Next paragraph. The truth is that both of these canards have been glorified and raised to the status of theories by a deep state establishment desperate to protect the checkered legacy of our president at the time of Earhart's death, Franklin D. Roosevelt. What one observer has called FDR's, quote, tactical political exercise, unquote, at Yalta in 1945 cost untold tens of millions of Eastern European lives as he sold them out to Stalin while the spy Alger Hiss urged him on, a disgraceful episode in U.S. history. But millions are a mere statistic, as Stalin famously said, and FDR easily survived his treachery. His abandonment of Amelia on Saipan 8 years earlier cost just two lives, hers and Fred Noonan's. But public knowledge of it would have relegated Roosevelt to former president status, and much worse, pariah comes to mind. FDR may have been beloved by many, but Amelia was beloved by everyone with a pulse. FDR had plenty of enemies, and the clear-thinking saw him for what he was. But Amelia was a fine soul without guile, and this is why FDR hated her and was happy to leave her to the tender mercies of the barbarians on Saipan. It's all still about protecting the shaky reputation of the father of the modern Democrat Party. And Amelia Earhart is exhibit number one in a legal proceeding that unfortunately will never get underway down here. No American president has been more overrated than FDR, except the treasonous Obama, who will someday join FDR and LBJ in the lowest realm of hell, reserved for U.S. presidents who betrayed their nation. Thus, when this case is discussed by those considered to be knowledgeable professionals whose names are well known to readers of my blog and book and need not be mentioned now, normal rules of investigation, including analysis of evidence and the scientific approach, are thoroughly ignored, and truth is the first casualty. Last paragraph, Deanna. As I constantly stress in Amelia Earhart, the truth at last, and on my blog, EarhartTruth.com, the truth in the Earhart case has been a sacred cow in Washington since the earliest days of the search, and it continues to be. In fact, it's getting worse. The time is long overdue for the truth to be recognized and accepted, and for the parasites who have made their livings by peddling lies about Amelia's sad fate to go away and find more honest ways to earn their livings. End of position statement number two.
Wow. Yes. And it was just as passionate as the first one.
Yeah. But I'm a bit winded.
Yes. Which brings up the, we will be taking calls at 800-313-9443. And, as you mentioned, people might be wondering, well, why after all this time? And why is this so important to you? And at the opening of the program, I mentioned how grateful I am that you took this on, because it has been kind of a mission for you. And you've persevered. And as you said, if they can kill one person, it just made it easier for them to go in and kill, well, thousands, millions. It isn't just about one person, two people. It's not just about two people who died in a crash, or there were certainly other people who died in plane crashes. But she was sacrificed. She and Fred Noonan were sacrificed so that they could go on with their wars and the killing of thousands of other people, millions of other people. And so that's why it's so important, and that's why I'm glad that you've done this.
Yeah, it's really not happy work, but it does keep me busy. I've been at this now. I'm in my 32nd year. I started this in 1988, and I had no idea, you know, what was going on. My whole life just changed as soon as I was working for the Navy. This is what is so ironic about this thing with me personally. The Navy is so intimately involved with the Earhart cover-up, so intimately involved from the start. But I was working for that same Navy in 1988 as a writer, and I was assigned to do a story, an overview story about the Earhart situation. Of course, nobody in the Navy group that I was working for had any idea what was going on. They were so far removed from it. They could have been on Mars. And I started to look into the story, and it just grabbed me. It just grabbed me so hard. And then I contacted Thomas Devine, whose book Amelia Earhart Eyewitness, the Amelia Earhart Incident, was one of the first books that I read in my research. And Thomas Devine was the one that really sold me on all of it, and that really brought me into this in an intimate, close way.
He wrote that when 1987, Eyewitness the Amelia Earhart Incident.
Right.
And you read it, and we're talking about two people who were surrendered or just left to their own devices, okay? And which also, you indicated, open the door to kill other single people, like two people in the Kennedy family. So it isn't just about Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan. It's about the cover-up and the lying. And as you say, if they can lie about one thing, they can lie about anything and everything and not protect or represent any entity except multinational corporations, and that is what they've been doing and continue to do. And if people really wanted to know what occurred, even years ago, history is prologue. And if you want to know what's going on now, you have to know what went on generations before, because what is happening now, it just didn't, the reasons that they use and the propaganda that they feed us is not new. It's just a continuation of what has always been going on in order to engage this country in warfare against people that really haven't done anything to merit being bombed to smithereens. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. But it's a constant war that's going on, you know, and I think if we didn't have our current president, we'd be in a lot worse shape than we are right now. I believe that if he was informed about the truth in the Earhart situation, Trump would do the right thing. I really believe he would do that. He would open it up and he would kill it. He would kill it forever. He'd tell the truth and it would be over with once and for all. I could go and find something else to do. But who do you suggest that's near him, that's around Donald Trump, okay, that's gonna put the bug in his ear about the Earhart disappearance. Is there anyone? How about Ivanka? Could you imagine her doing that?
No.
How about Jared?
Nope, Jared. Nope.
How about the walrus?
Right. No, definitely not him. The thing that yesterday there was an incident about whether or not to bomb Iran, and they said that they had the planes in the air and they were ready to go and bomb. And this was right around 5 o'clock. I was listening to Joe Walsh. I was coming home from somewhere listening to Joe Walsh, and he was saying, you know, the president lied and he did this and that. And I was getting kind of irritated because what Trump did was say he did not think they told him about how many people would die if they bombed Iran. 150 people, because they claim that Iran shot down an unmanned drone. Unmanned, that means nobody died. And he said it was overkill. And he said, no, we're not going to do that. And I thought, whoa, well, that's because we're talking 150 lives. How 150 people are going to be bombed over what I would consider a false flag?
Yeah, you know, it's so hard. It's so hard to know, you know, who we have to sleuth everything out for ourselves when people that we think might be honest are telling us stories, news stories that how do you take that news story? Yeah, I will take it at face value. If you want me to do that, I'm just not that much of a defense expert right now to know any different. If they say Trump didn't want to kill anybody, fine. Okay, I'll take that on face value.
Right, which is what I did. And they're saying, yeah, but they had the best generals and they had all the people who the warmongers. When you look at the cabinet and some of the people that are bringing him information, they're a bunch of warmongers. Mm-hmm. Are we really going to believe a bunch of warmongers and then say, well, he should have bombed him because all these other people thought he should? Well, these are some of the same people that thought that we should go into Iraq and create a hellhole in Iraq that they will never recover from, ever. And for what? We've been over there for a long time. We're still in Afghanistan, and now what are they going to do?
The defense contractors made a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely, sure. The corporations, as we mentioned before.
I'll never forget when the announcement was made about Iraq back in 2003. I was working for the Air Force, and I walked into the office of my boss. She was a Air Force major. I said, this is a real bad mistake. I said, this is really bad news. We should not be going over there. There's no reason to do it. Yeah, and I was there in the same building in 9/11. I heard the explosion coming from the Pentagon. We're right across the river from the Pentagon, okay, on 9/11. So, I was so happy to leave Washington in 2008. I was forced out of my job. Because they didn't like me doing, they don't like anybody doing good work in the Air Force, in the world of public affairs anyway, okay? So the better I did my work and making the troops look good, the more they hated me, and I was just forced out. I was forced to retire. Thank God I had 30 years under my belt, so at least I got a pittance of a retirement pension, and I said goodbye, Washington, you know, just goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I'm glad.
There.
Right. That's and I have interviewed people from Iraq, and they bombed civilians. It was a total warfare where they went in, and they bombed dams and other. They destroyed the infrastructure to the point that there was no water to drink. Where there was. What was it? How many children were died? And Madeleine Albright said, oh, we think it was worth it. 500,000 children died
Oh, my God.
Children. We're talking children.
That's a number I have not heard. That's just horrific.
And she said...
horrific.
Yeah, she said, we think it was worth... Who is a we that thought that killing a 500,000 children who didn't do a thing to anyone... What kind of a monster would say, we think it was worth it? What a pig.
Well, yeah. That's an insult to pigs.
Yes, it is.
Because pigs are innocent creatures, really.
Exactly.
Madeleine Albright is far from... we know where she's going to go when she passes over.
Yeah, she'll be roasting with the other warmongers who are in bed with the contractors. The people who are making all the money.
Yeah, and
war
it's all,
is Iraq. It's about making money.
It's all, you know, it's all the globalists. It's just the whole globalist thing.
Right.
Well, should we get back to Earhart, Deanna,
yes,
a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, sure. And the phone lines are open, and that telephone number, if you'd like to ask a question, make a comment, is 800-313-9443. Okay, what was she doing what was she trying to do? And give us a little bit about why she was there and what she was doing. And give us just a bit of history.
You mean just a basic overview
for
the beginners,
the people,
is what you're saying.
Yes, the people who have not heard about this.
Okay.
Well,
Amelia Earhart went missing in 1937, July 2nd, 1937, on her most perilous leg. She was attempting to circumnavigate the world as close to the equator as she possibly could, and it was about 27,000 plus miles her trip was planned for, and she would beat Wiley Post's record of 15,000 miles very badly if she would have succeeded. Her most perilous part of her journey was from Ley, New Guinea to Howland Island, which was 2,556 miles over open water. That was the key piece of her world flight. And that flight had never been done before. Howland Island had been cleared by FDR. Airstrip had been put down there for her to land. There was later on it came out that they were also planning for Howland Island to be a part of the war effort. They knew the war was coming, and Howland Island was planned to be a landing place for naval aircraft. If it came to that, as it came out, only a couple aircraft ever landed on Howland after Amelia was supposed to land there, but that's another story. It was done in anticipation, not only of helping her in her flight, but for other reasons that were hidden at the time. There's always something else that you're not seeing. Everything's always shadows on the wall. So anyway, Amelia's flight was a disaster. The radio communications were terrible. She never established a two-way contact with Itasca. The Coast Guard cutter that was off of Howland Island waiting for her to talk her in. She was never on the air to Itasca more than 10 seconds at a time, which was not nearly enough for them to even begin to get a fix on her. She left her trailing antenna along the way somewhere. Most people think Miami. Other people say it was Oakland. The trailing antenna was basically the way that she would be communicating on 500 kilocycles, the most powerful wavelength, with Itasca. So she couldn't communicate on that. All her behavior during her flight was bizarre, just bizarre, and she was acting as if she didn't even want to be found or tracked in any way. One of the Coast Guard radio men that was on the Itasca, his name was William Galton, and he was one of the major. He was probably trying to reach her more than anyone else. He was on duty more than anyone else was. He told the great researcher Paul Raffert Jr. Paul Raffert Jr. recently passed away, but he was among the first to fly in the old Pan American Airlines Pacific flights. He was a radio flight officer there. He was in his 90s, like 95 or 6 when he died recently. Paul Raffert Jr. talked to William Galton at one point along the line, and William Galton told Paul Raffert, "Paul, that woman never intended to land on Howland Island." And he was absolutely convinced of it. Wow. And all the evidence that we have, all the evidence of the failed radio transmissions and so much else does point to the fact that something else was going on.
And the year, 1937, and you're saying part of the war effort. And I believe that the time between World War One and Two was simply a cessation of the war machine, because the U.S. and Britain were arming up. They knew, but she didn't know. We do have a caller.
Okay.
Did you want to finish a couple
of
statements? Okay, Tim?
Cool.
Tim in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
You're on.
Hi, how are you? Listen, I'm very pleased to hear that someone is giving lots of attention to Amelia Earhart lately. There's just a lot of stories that float around in the media today concerning Amelia Earhart. And, you know, I've looked into your theory pretty closely, and yours is the only one that has any semblance of evidence, oral histories, eyewitness accounts, not just local islanders, but U.S. Marines shortly after World War II. There's just a whole laundry list of sources, dispassionate, objective sources dating all the way back to, to 1937 and then ultimately to the U.S. Liberation of Saipan in 1945. So loads of oral histories, and historians and researchers, you know, they've put up monuments for less, okay? And you have a lot of evidence dating back to the research of Fred Garner and of course, in your excellent book. And now, all of a sudden, you have Tiger, and you have these other island and castaway theories. And, you know, I have to tell you, Tiger, they say their mission is to recover historical aircraft. They've got to be the only organization in the world that claims to recover historical aircraft, but they don't actually recover any historical aircraft, or from what I can tell, they don't even try to. And now you have this new dive site in Papua New Guinea where scuba divers have been shore diving for who knows how long, and now all of a sudden someone is coming out and saying, oh, this is Amelia Earhart aircraft, but there's no proof. There's just a lot of smoke and mirrors out there, and you seem to be the only one that has any kind of evidence to reinforce his research and his conclusions, and I'd like to know, I'd like to hear you speak to a little bit more of those theories and maybe educate people about why they're really pretty bogus in comparison to yours. And thank you for your time and for your efforts.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, this is what I do. This is what I do. And the book is so dense. Amelia Earhart, The Truth at Last, is so dense with evidence, you know, and the other people have nothing. It's all just assumptions built upon assumptions built upon speculation. But anything that will direct people away from the marshals and away from Saipan is fine with the media, and they'll give anybody plenty of time and plenty of coverage if they can do that. Okay, I don't know if anybody's been rejected more than I have by the media. I mean, it's many thousands that I've been. And what they do is, it's not that they even tell you no. They just ignore you. That's the power of the media, to ignore you. That's the most despicable thing that they can do. And they do it. They all do it. They're, it's even worse now, Tim, than it was in 2012 when the first edition of this book came out. I got more attention then from the media than I'm getting now. Deanna's one of the only people that comes back again and again to ask me to come onto her program. It is just, we are living in some really bad, these are like the days of deceit. I mean, truth is just an orphan these days. It's just pathetic. I mean, it doesn't matter what I say. But here's another thing. where I would say that no matter what I, you know, no matter, despite all my efforts in the book is the number one Earhart book on Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you plug in Amelia Earhart's name, you'll get a thousand results. My book is normally in the top three or four, and usually it's number one, and it's up and down around the number one spot. That's despite the fact that nobody in the media directs anybody there. People that are interested in finding the truth about the Earhart thing will find this information. They'll find it on Amazon. They'll find it on my blog if they know how to look. It's also number one in Kindle. It's always number one on Kindle. And that doesn't reflect sales. We're not talking sales. They have another way of evaluating books on Amazon. You can evaluate by sales numbers, yeah, but they have another way. It's called featured. It used to be called relevance, number one in relevance. The same thing happened until they changed it over to featured. This book, Amelia Earhart, The Truth at Last, is number one in relevance. That, you know, there's no question about that. There's only been 10 books out of the 1,000 on Amazon, 10 that present any aspects of the truth of the Earhart disappearance, beginning with Paul Briand's Daughter of the Sky, 1960. That's the one that started everything. Then you go to Gerner's book. Then you go to Amelia Earhart Lives, which was taken off the shelves because of the Irene Bolam theory. Myth that caused a lawsuit against, but the beginning of that book, Amelia Earhart Lives, had good research in there about witnesses on Guam. After that, you have to go to Vincent V. Loomis's 1985 book, Amelia Earhart: The Final Story. And then Divine's 1987 book. And all these people you've never heard of. No one's ever heard of any of these people before they did their Earhart books. Okay? There's only 10 books. Period. Every other book about Earhart is either a biography, which is fine, you know, to an extent. Biographies are important. Biography, children's books are the big sellers. They tell children, you know, how wonderful she was. That's fine. She was a great role model. There's no question about that. She was probably the most important woman of the 20th century, in my biased mind. She was just a fantastic human being. So we have lots of children learning that, but we don't have children learning the truth about what happened to her. They're still lying to the children about that, you know. And then you have a lot of fantasies. You know, lots of fantasies and novels about her. It's just all that does is muddy the water. So you really have to be a discerning individual to even find it. But once you find it, you recognize it as you just said in your call.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Indeed. And I always encourage people. You know, if you want to learn more about Amelia Earhart, you don't have to turn to a lot of bogus people. You can really listen to it from her own mouth. I mean, she's authored two very well-received books that are still in print today. So definitely, if you want to know more about Amelia Earhart and what a wonderful person she was and what her outstanding accomplishments are, you just buy her own books. And,
sure.
And you hear it right from the source.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a cottage industry. Any way you can, you know, attach yourself, and you can make some money as long as it's not about the truth. Okay, there's no money with me. Believe me, I have made like a pittance from the beginning. It's never been about money. This has never been about money for me.
It's always been about the truth.
If it was about money, I'd be a pretty stupid character.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
A very respectable position to have. All of these other positions seem to be raising money. This one guy, like I said, the scuba dive site in Papua New Guinea, he has a GoFundMe site, and that's up to $4,000 now. And I don't have to go into, you know, Tiger and their historical aircraft recovery. God knows how much they've raised.
And they've never recovered one. Never.
Wow. Amazing.
All righty. Are you still with us, Tim?
Yes, I'm still with
you. Tim? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and finish up or ask a question? We're coming to the top of the hour.
Right. About 2 minutes.
Very good. So the latest thing that's in the news now, again, has been this dive site down in Papua New Guinea. I'd like to hear your thoughts on all that, and you know, what you feel about that, and and the likelihood this has anything to do with Amelia Earhart. And I think I know what you're going to say. It doesn't. And I'm probably in agreement there. Maybe you can explain to the public why it's completely another example of the smoke and mirrors and the media, just the media hypocrisy and ignoring evidence that's right in front of them, but instead buying on to these newfangled theories and ideas. And I'd like to thank you for your time and for your continued research and pursuing the truth. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you,
Tim.
Take
care now. Yeah, this thing with Papua New Guinea, it's called the Baku theory or something like this. It just came to my attention, like, I don't know, several months ago, somebody brought it to my attention, and I looked at it, and there's just nothing there. There's even less there than there is with Tigar's thing on Nicomoraro. The Nicomoraro thing actually is a third-hand theory that Tigar picked up from Fred Hooven. And Fred Hooven, the great inventor, friend of Fred Gerner, Fred Hooven studied some radio signals back in the 70s, and there was so many alleged radio signals that came post loss after she went missing, and there was so much confusion about that I think, Deanna, we don't have enough time really for me to get into that much more. We can do it on the other side.
Right. We also have another caller, so yeah, we're going to go to break momentarily, and
we can pick it up in another direction too. You're the driver here if you want. You know, I could just tell Tim this Baku, Papua New Guinea is utterly without merit. There's nothing there whatsoever. I don't even know where they got such ridiculous ideas. It's not even worth looking at. It's just nothing. There's nothing there.
Right. But there have been movies about her and all kinds of stuff, but nothing that really generates any truth or trust, maybe trust in lies. But anyway, we will be right back, and we've got two callers on hold. We'll be right back and talk some more about this. Alrighty, stay with us.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.